When Jesus Christ was 12 years old, as holy scriptures plainly told, he then disputed brave and bold amongst the learned doctors, who wondered greatly at his wit, as in the temple he did sit. For no man might compare with it, his wisdom was so heavenly. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. At 30 years he then began to preach the gospel unto man, and all Judea wondered then to hear his heavenly doctrine. Such works he did as made them muse amongst the proud hard-hearted Jews, yet evermore they did refuse to take him for their Savior. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. For first of all, by power divine, he changed water into wine, when at the marriage he did dine, which made the people wonder. Moreover, with 7 loaves of bread, 4,000 men he fully fed, which was a wonder great indeed throughout the land of Jewry. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. And by his glorious power and might, unto the blind he gave their sight, for which the Jews bore him a spite, who sought for to destroy him. The man who was both deaf and dumb, which never heard nor spoke with tongue, by Christ was heard when he did come, whose praise he then pronounced. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. The woman that was grieved sore with an issue of blood 12 years and more, unto her health he did restore in a minute of an hour. The captain's man that sick did lie, our Savior healed presently. Although he never came him nigh, his word alone did help him. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. Likewise he healed the lepers 10, whose bodies were most filthy then, yet none but one did come again him humble thanks to render. And he that sick of the palsy lay with shaking joints many a day, the Lord to heal him did not stay, but straight his will fulfilled. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. To halt the lame that could not go, but still remained in great woe, our Savior Christ did pity show, and made him whole and lusty. The man that was with devils possessed, and never lived in peace or rest, by Christ his word at length was blessed, and they were clean cast from him. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. The widow's son that sick did lie, when Christ our Savior came him nigh, he raised him to life immediately, unto her joy and comfort. When Mary and Martha made great moan, because their brother was dead and gone, our Lord put him in life alone, and he from grave came running. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. And more his heavenly might did show, upon the seas himself did go, and never none could yet do so, but only Christ our Saviour. And when the soldiers with great might did look to take him in the night, they were not able to stand in sight till he the same permitted. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. But yet of all these wonders great, the Jews were in a raging heat, whom no persuasions could entreat, but cruelly did kill him. And when he left his life so good, the moon was turned into a blood, the earth and temple shaking stood, and graves full wide did open. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. Then some of them that stood thereby with voice aloud began to cry, this was the Son of God truly, without all kind of doubting. And as he said it, proved plain, for in 3 days he rose again. Although he suffered bitter pain, both heaven and hell he conquered. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth. And after that ascended he to heaven in glorious majesty, with whom God send us all to be forevermore rejoicing. Then praise the Lord both high and low, which all these wondrous works doth show, that we to heaven at length may go, where he in glory reigneth.